Chapter 1. The Arrival. "Well, I hope that we're near the end of our journey at last," exclaimed Adolphus Probyn, with a long, weary yawn, as the fly which was conveying him and his brother from the station rode slowly along a quiet country road. "You're in a precious hurry to get there," said Constantine, fixing his thumbs in his waistcoat pockets and putting his feet up on the opposite seat. "But I don't believe you'll like the place when you see it."
"I hate being sent to a private tutor's.
I'd rather have gone to a regular school at once." "I don't know as that," said Adolphus, who had some vague ideas in his mind about fagging, hard dumplings, and wooden benches. "One thing I know," cried his brother, "I'm certain to dislike this tutor with all my heart." Adolphus did not take the trouble to ask his reasons, but Constantine went on without stopping to be questioned. "I should dislike anyone recommended by Aunt Lawrence. She's so particular, thinks so many things wrong, is so fond of good books and lectures and that sort of thing. Depend upon it, she put into Papa's head that we were spoilt and needed someone to keep us in order, and she found out this poor country clergyman." "Poor? I'm sorry he's poor," observed Adolphus. "He'll not make us half so comfortable as we were at home. I wonder if he'll have no late second dinner." "Oh, you may make up your mind to that," cried his brother. "All the family will dine together at one on boiled mutton and rice pudding or bacon and beans." Adolphus sighed. "And it will be work, 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 from morning till night, with no change but long sermons, long lectures, and long walks. And if we go bird nesting or have a little fun, won't we catch it? That's all." "Here we are at last," said Adolphus, as the fly stopped at a little green door. Constantine put his head out the window. "No carriage drive," he muttered. "What a mean place it must be." Scarcely had the coachman's pull at the bell broken the peaceful stillness of that quiet spot when the green door was thrown wide open, and a boy of about 11 years of age appeared at it with a broad smile of welcome on his face. "I'm so glad you've come. We've been waiting dinner for you. Let me help down with that," he added, as the coachman made preparations for lifting down a black trunk which had kept him company on the box. Constantine jumped from the carriage. His twin brother more slowly descended, and without troubling themselves with their luggage or taking much notice of their new companion, they proceeded along the narrow gravel walk which led up to the entrance of the dwelling.